This program is made possible by the giving of the God Called Partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program and happy Thanksgiving from the Renner family. Guys, it's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Am I supposed to sing?
You don't have to sing, Paul.
Happy Thanksgiving.
But we're so glad to be with you on Thanksgiving. And we've been asking you, how big do you think is our turkey? And today is the day we're going to tell you. Okay, are you guys ready?
Dun, da, dun, da, dun, dun, dun.
Joel, how big is that turkey?
34 pounds.
Or 34 pounds.
15 and a half kilos.
15 and a half kilos. That's not the biggest turkey we've had. Once we had a 42-pound turkey. Honey, it was enormous.
That was enormous.
I remember trying to put it into the oven. I mean, we're like pushing the door of the oven to get it closed.
It was so big, we couldn't put it in the freezer whenever we got it at first. We had to tape the freezer shut.
That's correct.
Well, and one time we got one so big we had to cut it in half.
That's right.
But anyway, today we're finally going to dive into the turkey. Now, what is your favorite piece of turkey? I love the wing. It is my favorite part. And I love the leg, but I love the wing because it's crispy. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been sitting here looking at this turkey every day this week, just waiting for today. I'm going to dive into that turkey. And tomorrow, it's not going to be here. And we hope that today you have a good time with your family and your friends. We hope you have a good time if you're by yourself. Remember that you're never alone. The Lord is with you. And if you are alone, get on the phone and call somebody. Wish them happy Thanksgiving. Take advantage of this moment to express gratefulness to God and thankfulness to others. We have so much to be thankful for. And I want to read this verse. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, it says, rejoice always. That word always means?
Always.
Always. Always. Then it says, pray continually. Continually means?
Continually.
Which means prayer should be like breathing. It should be a part of your life. It says, are you ready for this? Give thanks in all circumstances. It does not say give thanks for all circumstances. You're not supposed to be thankful for everything, but you can be thankful in everything. You can find something to be thankful for. And then he says, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It is God's will that we rejoice always, that we pray continually, and that we find something to be thankful for. And when you're thankful, it changes the atmosphere, it changes your attitude, changes everything around you. My friends, being thankful is so important. Today is
Thanksgiving.
So what are you thankful for? And I want to begin, can I? By the way, welcome to the program, Denise, Paul, and Joel.
Thank you.
So glad that we're together. And when we're through here today, we're going to eat. But I am thankful that since last year at this time, we released the first volume of the RIV.
Amazing. That's right.
Congratulations.
It was a major accomplishment.
That's been on your heart for decades.
It has. And this is just volume one. We're going to go through the whole New Testament. But the footnotes in this book are amazing. I think they're the best part. The footnotes are such a treasure. Then when we were finished with that, next we released Easter, the rest of the story. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that right now I'm writing Pentecost, the rest of the story. It'll be out next year.
I want to say something about that book.
This book is beautiful.
Yes. It is gorgeous. It's fully illustrated. And it took a lot of time and effort to find the right illustrationist.
It did.
And I'm grateful for that artist.
Oh, I'm so thankful. And I'm thankful that after that, since last year at this time, we released My Victory-Filled Day. It is a Sparkling Gems from the Greek guided devotional journey, and it is really wonderful. And I'm thankful that after that, we released The Rapture, the Antichrist, and the Tribulation, and End Times Countdown and What Happens Next. Look at the size of that book. I put so much work into this book, and it's also beautifully, beautifully illustrated. And I'm thankful that after that, we release the next volume of the RIV, which is 1st and 2nd Peter. Now, friends, I'm going to tell you, that's a lot of new material in 1 year.
Oh, my.
That's more than most people read. I write more than most people read. And I'm thankful that in 1978, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And here's what he said. Write, 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 and I will prosper what you write. And I embraced that word. And I understood my job was to write. If I didn't do my part, there was nothing for him to prosper. So my job is to put my fingers on the keyboard. And by the way, Denise, I work hard. I do research, research, research. When we bring you written material, we want to make sure it's really backed up. We want to make sure that it's accurate, that it's teaching, that you can trust. My part is to write. God's part is to bless. I'm thankful he's enabled me to write, and I'm thankful that he has prospered and he has blessed what I have written. And one time, Denise and I were staying at Billy Brim's Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We love Billy Brim. And a group of intercessors came together that were Billy's intercessors, and they came in the little cabin where we were, and one of them gave me a word that I have never forgotten. I embraced it, and it is the truth. One of them looked at me and said, God speaks through your fingers. I have never forgotten that. And I have used my faith to believe that when I put my fingers on the keyboard, God is going to speak through my fingers. And I'm thankful for those prophetic words in 1978, the second prophetic word which we received at Billy's place in the Ozarks. I'm thankful for every book that God has enabled me to write, and I'm thankful that I've now written over 60 books, and I've got a long list of books in front of me that I want to write. I'm thankful for it. I'm really thankful for it. I'm going to tell you something else I'm thankful for. You know why I really started writing books? Because I was wasting time. I was traveling by myself, preaching all over the United States, and hours were just passing. And the Lord spoke to me one day and said, you're wasting your life and you're wasting your time. I told you to write, write, write. So I got out my computer and I began to write for my own personal self-development. I don't write for others. I write for me. Because when I write, it helps me to really crystallize what I believe. I do enough research that I can be rock solid convinced about what I write. If I'm going to put it on paper, it's got to be right. People forget what you say, but they don't forget what you write, because what you write lives. And it's really been for me, but everybody else gets the blessing. They get the overflow. And I'm thankful that God corrected my course. He helped me learn how to crystallize what I believe, to take advantage of my time, and to not waste my life. You know, life is very precious. Life is very, very precious. Just the other day, my assistant, Maxine, he said, Brother Rick, I figured out how many months of your life you have left to live. I said, well, thank you, Maxine. Why would you think like that? He said, well, let's say that you work another 25 years. He said, that's so many months. I said, why in the world were you thinking like that? He said, because I was thinking, how long am I going to have a job? But you know what? When you think like that, it really makes you want to take advantage of what you have, because time flies by. It just flies by. And one of these days, if Jesus doesn't come in our life, and I pray that he doesn't, I really believe that he will, but if he doesn't, life's going to end. And at the end of life, I want to be able to look back and say, I really used my life well. I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I'm thankful that the Lord has given me a mindset to really make use of my life and to bring forth fruit that remains. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he's given me the grace to do what I do. And Denise, I know you feel the same way.
Absolutely. I'm so thankful. And Rick, I'm thankful for your hard work, because what you're writing is, it's bearing fruit in other people's lives, and it's bringing help to them. And we have testimony and testimony of people who have been blessed and touched by your writings. And I'm your biggest disciple.
Oh, Denise, thank you.
I mean, I know a lot of Greek words because I've listened to them for many, many, many sermons.
Well, I have to tell you, sometimes I watch your TV program, you start quoting Greek, and I'm like, wow.
I know. It's inside of me. And because I've listened to it so much, and Rick, thank you for your tremendous hard work, your work ethic, and how you pour yourself into your writings, and it is bearing a lot of fruit. Well,
whether it's my books or your books, because we're both writing books, I'm also thankful for our editorial team.
Oh, mm-hmm. They're amazing.
Because they follow us up, they make sure that what we do is right. I'm thankful for those who help me in Greek and Hebrew. I'm thankful for those who are proofreaders. I'm thankful, 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 thankful for everybody it takes to produce these materials. And Joel, we have 150 study guides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that number, 150 study guides.
Yes, and we give away so many of them, and we're happy to do that. We want to provide teaching people can trust.
Oh, we believe in sowing seed. We sow a lot of seed.
If we do, and we're happy to do it. But I want to say something. I'm holding your book about the rapture.
Okay.
And I see this wonderful name, Forward by Jimmy Evans.
Yes, he's a precious brother.
And it makes me think about how I'm grateful for ministry friends. Friends of our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And just friends in life. You know, the Bible says if it's better to walk together, because if you fall down, your other friend can pull you up. And that is the truth. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful for so many friends who walk life with us. I say we play life together. And it's just the truth. It's better to play life with somebody.
Do you know, one day Denise and I were with some friends in ministry, and we were just talking among ourselves, and for some reason we got on a wrong track, and we began talking about our bad experiences. And we talked and talked and talked about this person that did wrong, and this person that did this, and this person that did this. And finally, we all looked at each other and said, what in the world are we doing? And so we just decided to reverse it. And we all started talking about the people that have been a blessing in our life, people that we were thankful for. And you know what? I actually made a list. I pulled out a piece of paper and began to write down all the people I could think about that have been a blessing in my life and that I am thankful for. And it was pages and pages and pages and pages, and I'm not exaggerating, beginning with my childhood, Nina Reeves, the woman who held me as a baby in the nursery of the Glenwood Baptist Church when I was growing up. I'm so thankful for Nina Reeves. She impacted my life from the time that I was small. That's how far back I went and begin to make a list of who I'm thankful for. Now, I just heard somebody out there thinking, well, I don't have many people that have been good to me. I don't have many people that I've been thankful for. Well, then you can be thankful that you can be good to somebody else. You can say, Lord, I'm thankful that you've used me to help somebody. If you have to, search until you find someone you're thankful for or something to be thankful about. Paul?
Begin this program, you spoke to people who were spending Thanksgiving alone.
Yes.
I spent one Thanksgiving alone. It wasn't very much fun. I was sick at home while everybody else was eating turkey. And most importantly, pumpkin pie. And I knew that I was at home sick and everyone was eating pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Your favorite.
Without me. And I was at home, alone. It was boring. But you know what happened? They brought me a pumpkin pie. And I ate a whole pumpkin pie by myself. sometimes we spend special days alone. And that's not very much fun. And my story ended well. They brought me a pumpkin pie. And we put a lot of effort into spending Thanksgiving and Christmas and birthdays together. And most of the time it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. I think there's only been 1 year where we haven't spent Thanksgiving all together. We were traveling, and it just kind of didn't work out. And so spending time together as a family is very important. But even if you're alone, there are some good things to remember. And there are things to look forward to. I was thinking about things that we're grateful for. And you know, we've been talking about things to be grateful for. I am so grateful that I have things to look forward to. Not just things that have happened. I have hope.
Like what, Paul?
I believe that their church will grow. I believe that the Lord will take care of my family. I believe that I'll finally finish the house that I'm building. I have so many things that I can look forward to. And sometimes they're small things, sometimes they're big things. I look forward, you know, to all these things. And so there's things to hold on to. That's what I want to say. There are things to hold on to. Even if you're spending Thanksgiving alone, there are things to hold on to. And those are valuable things. And I have a story. I have another story. Can I share another story?
Sure.
I've got stories. I came with stories. All right. So it's a story about God's protection. me and Polina were working on our house, and we set aside some money to finish our floors. And it's a big deal. I mean, we've been setting aside this money because the Lord told us to build our house without borrowing money. And so...
And all you had was concrete floors.
And all we had was these concrete floors. And so we're only living in part of our house. Part of our house we're still working on. It's a long project when you're doing it cash only. And so we set aside some money to finish our floors. Big deal. Hallelujah. We got the money. And I'm supposed to go pay for the floors in the morning. And William, my oldest son, he gets this phone call, and it's a phone scammer. But he doesn't catch on to it. And he's all emotionally involved in everything that this person on the phone is telling him. Well, moments before William picked up the phone call, he knew where the money was at home. Moments before this phone call, I took the money, and I went to church. And so there was no money at home for this scammer to scam. But William was very emotionally involved in this conversation. He felt like it was so urgent and so important.
He thought it was a real call.
Real important. And so he came to church and asked me for the money. And the way he asked me for the money was so serious that I would have given him anything. Because my son was asking me for something that was obviously very important to him. And then his phone died. And the call was disconnected. And I was able to talk to him for a moment. And I was like, William, that's a phone scammer. He's like, no. This is so important. And I said, William, you're being scammed. And the phone died exactly at the moment when I would have given him the money. The money wasn't at home when he went to go look for the money. And there were several other different, you know, moments in this two-hour period that the Lord protected us. One time, second time, third time, fourth time. And you know, William learned a very important lesson. He learned, you know, what phone scammers are and how they talk to you and how to protect yourself from it in the future. And he went through this whole emotional thing, which wasn't very pleasant, but, you know, now, you know, great, great life lesson. He learned that if he really needs money and I have it, I'm willing to give it. But the Lord protected us through that whole situation. And so I'm grateful that the Lord was with us in that emotional, very short, but very, very emotional few hours. And as we sit down to be, you know, thankful, thank the Lord, we can not just be thankful for what we bought or what happened new or, you know, exciting in our life, we can be thankful that the Lord protected us and that he guided us. And even in the smallest things, sometimes you don't notice it, but even in the smallest things of when you do something, the Lord is in that too.
He's protecting you. Look how much there is to be thankful for. You know, Paul, you talked about the fact that some people on Thanksgiving are alone. Well, to be honest, in Russia, Thanksgiving is not a holiday. Do you know the December 25th Western Christmas? It's not Christmas here. Christmas in Russia is on January 7th. And on January 7th, we always have church services, so we're never able to get together as a family. Sometimes things don't work out on the day you want it to work out on, and so we just have to find a time to get together. And usually, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, but we find another day. Or we don't celebrate Christmas on December 25th. We cannot celebrate it on January 7th because we're a church. We find another day. And if things don't work out exactly the way you want it to work out on the right day, then find another time. The day is not so important. It's finding a time to be together. It's finding a time to be with people that you love and to express your heart and to be thankful. Amen, Denise?
Amen. The important thing is that you speak that thanksgiving to one another. You show that thanksgiving to one another. As we've been talking, you know, people go to funerals, and at funerals, they always stand up and they say, oh, this person was so wonderful, and they say all these things. And one day I was thinking, why aren't you telling them while they're alive? We need to be telling each other how much we appreciate each other while we're living. Because when they're in that casket, it's not doing them any good. But if you can say it to them face to face right now when they're alive, you could be just putting fuel in their tank to go on and to believe God and to not give up.
Amen. Well, we're out of time, but we're going to be back tomorrow. But when you come back tomorrow, this turkey is going to be gone, because these four runners, we're going to dive in. And guys, I'm going for that wing right there.
It's been looking at you.
And I've been looking at it. And I'm looking forward to it. But we'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to pray for you.
How did you start writing books?
Well, by the time I was 14, I knew I was called into the ministry, and I knew I was going to be teaching from the Greek New Testament, and I knew I was going to be writing books. So when I was 16 years old, I began to write my first book, and that book was called The Perfect Gift, and it was about fivefold ministry. And Joel, that early manuscript became Apostles and Prophets. Now today, this is quite a substantial book, but the truth is, the bare bones of this, I wrote when I was 16 years old. Then in 1978, the Holy Spirit said to me, write, 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 and I will bless what you write. And I understood my job was to write, his job was to bless. If I didn't write, there wouldn't be anything to bless, but if I would write, he would bless it. And so my job was to write, 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 and I've been writing ever since.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love. Do you really know the Christmas story? You can order Rick Renner's book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, which reveals the facts of Jesus's birth as you've never heard them before. Using scripture and documented historical writings, Rick dives deeper into the angel's message to Mary, the dreams God gave to Joseph, Christ's early years fleeing from Herod with his parents, the reason God came to the earth clothed in human flesh. You can also order three unique Christmas puzzles for just $20 each. Make the Christmas story come to life in your home, one piece at a time. Additionally, this week, we are offering you Rick's new book, the Renner Interpretive Version of 1st and 2nd Peter. Don't miss this limited time offer. All Renner products are 25% off, including Rick's books, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, and the Renner Interpretive Version of 1st and 2nd Peter.
plus three Christmas The Rest of the Story puzzles for $20 each. Call the number on your screen now or go online to Renner.org to order at a special holiday discount. Call or go online now.
Well, I want to say thank you for joining us. Guys, it's Thanksgiving Day.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Joel, Paul, Denise.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rick, Joel, and Paul.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And we know you've got so much to be thankful for. Make a list. Be intentional. Make a list of what you're thankful for. God will appreciate it, and it will change your attitude. It will charge your day with the power of God. But hey, remember that right now, if you need prayer, we want to pray for you. You can call us even today on Thanksgiving. Just call the number on the screen, or you can send us an email. And please remember that everything on our website store is 25% off. That is quite a discount. We're doing it just for you. So please go there and take advantage of that amazing discount. Amen.
Amen.
But we want to pray for you right now. So please put your hand on your heart. And let's join hands, guys. Father, first of all, we thank you for Philip and Ella and their girls that are not here with us today, but we ask you to bless them. Lord, we ask you to bless our partners. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would cause your goodness to overflow in their life and that today they would be able to bring to remembrance so many things that they have to be thankful for. Lord, you are so good. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your empowerment in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow. But until then, remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says,
where the word of the king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity. This program was made possible by the giving of the God Called Partners of Renner Ministries.